Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host this morning, Alfreda Love, and today we have a very special segment in which we're going to pray. And before we begin, I would like to just welcome everyone. I've been having some computer issues, but we are going to carry on with the ministry. So without further ado, I would like to read a scripture before we get started with our prayer. And the scripture from today comes from 1 John 4 and 8, and it reads, God is love. I have read to you. 1 John 4 and 8, may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Okay, so today is our prayer day. Amen. Every day should be our prayer day. And we're going to pray unto the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, because God is good. And we know that God is worthy to be praised. And before we begin, we would like to start with the activity of cast all of your burdens unto the Lord and leave them there. So without further ado, I would like for you to get a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil. Okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to think about all of the favorable things that happened to you either this morning or on yesterday. And write down two things that happened to you that was favorable. And I would like to welcome all of you who are still awake and who are listening to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry. Okay. Now, after you do that, I want you to go down a couple of lines, and I want you to write down two things that appear to be uncomfortable or unfavorable to you. And I'll give you a minute to think about that, because we want to make sure that we usher in the presence of the Lord when we pray. We want to make sure there's nothing that's hindering us from serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. About 30 more seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I believe we're ready. All right, now what I want you to do is I want you to review those two positive or favorable events that happened to you. When I say review them, just look over them and reflect on them for at least a minute. Okay. Okay, now I want you to skip down to the unfavorable events, and I want you to look at those. And what we're going to do is change those two into positives. You know that we didn't ponder too much on the unfavorable events because it's irrelevant. And whatever happened, we can change it into a favorable event because, first of all, we're still here, and second of all, God gives us another chance. So look at that event and change it into something positive. And I'll give you at least 2 minutes on that. What a mighty God we serve, huh? Looking at all those things that God has blessed us with. Okay, with those, first of all, I want you to look at your favorable events and add them to your positive list. And we should be almost up to like 45 or 50. All right? So add those to your favorable list, the first two that's on the top. Okay, now let's go to our unfavorable events, and let's go ahead and cast all of those cares unto the Lord. Whatever those cares are, cast them unto the Lord and leave them there. And then I want you to hang on to your favorable events from those two unfavorable events, okay? Hang on to them. Hold on to them tight. Now then, now that you're holding on to them tight, this is what I want you to do. I want you to add those. When I say those, I'm talking about your events that are favorable from your unfavorable event. I want you to add those to your paper. Okay. Now, what I didn't tell you was I want to make sure that you are casting those cares upon the Lord. So pray that the Lord will take anything out of your heart that is not of Him, that does not look like Him, before we begin to pray, before we begin to dip ourselves into prayer, because we want to make sure that we are right before God. We also want to make sure that our hearts are with God. So whatever has happened today, whatever has happened this morning, we want to make sure that He may not forget it, but we want to make sure that we're giving God everything that He deserves. So pray unto God, and I'll give you at least 2 minutes to do so. When we pray unto God, we're praying with the belief that God is able to remove anything. He's able to remove any mountain, any valley, anything that separates us from Him. Okay? All right, we are going to begin to pray unto God, and we're going to let God have His way in our lives and in our prayers. We're going to lift the name of Jesus. We're going to build Jesus up in our prayers. We're going to put Jesus at the head and the tail and the center, because He is the head of our lives. He is the center of our joy, and he is the one at the end of our lives who we see. And so, therefore, we want to make sure that God is positioned in our life, because we don't want to pray and be like those individuals on the track who could not hear the voice of God because, excuse me, they were so far away. And if my voice sounds a little raspy, it's because I just woke up, amen, and I thank God for waking me up on time, amen. Somebody said that he may not come when you want him to, but he'll be there right on time. And I've been asleep since probably 6 o'clock yesterday. So God woke me up right on time for the prayer. Okay, so here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us, Heavenly Father, as we were able to lie down, Heavenly Father, blessing us as we're able to rise. And for those who are sleeping in the very image of death, we're just thank you for sustaining us and keeping us and helping us to have restful and peaceful sleep, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, Lord, if there's anything in our hearts, our minds, and our soul that is not of you, would it be removed right now in the name of Jesus? Lord, we come unto you as empty cups, ready to be filled, Heavenly Father. We're asking you if there's any ailment, any pain, any sickness, disease, Lord, if it's your will, would you remove it, Heavenly Father? We're asking you, would you give us the words to speak over the people? Would you bless our hands to be anointed? Would you bless our feet to go into the right path? Lord God, if we're too high, bring us down. If we're too low, Lord, bring us up. Lord Jesus, we're asking you and we're thanking you for the endurance that you've given us, Heavenly Father, to run this Christian race in an evil world. We're asking you, Lord, for the development of our prayers, the growth of our Christianity, and the fulfillment of your promise. Now, Lord, as we begin to immerse ourselves unto you and into prayer, deep and heavy prayer, we ask that you consecrate our hearts and our minds. Anything that is not of you, we ask that it be removed. If it's a person, Heavenly Father, we ask that you soften their spirits, soften their hearts, Heavenly Father, and get them prepared and ready for to be in the presence of you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we realize that you are a God, and besides you, there is no other. Lord Jesus, we come to you in humble submission, and we're asking with the words to come out of Afrida Emmanuel's mouth be words that will help individuals, words that you will hear, Lord, words that are anointed, words that are satisfying to you, Lord, because we're here to please you. We're here to seek your face. Lord Jesus, we're asking you if there's anything, any evil, anything that's present, we ask that it be removed, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to help us to walk in humble submission no matter what's going on in the world, what's going on around us. Help us to continue to be children of God and saints of God. Lord, we need you at this very present hour, this very present moment. Prayer is needed at any time. It doesn't matter where it is, Lord, and we need you. Now, Lord, we ask that you prepare us at this point, that the words that come out of our hearts and our mouth be that which is fulfilling to the souls, those who are found, those who are lost, and those who are walking in your grace. Now that we go into prayer, we're asking that you would submerge our hearts in love, our heads with knowledge, and help us to be the vessels that you would have us to be. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, Lord. Once again, thanking you, Heavenly Father, for giving us peace that passes all understanding, for helping us to rest, helping us to be better for you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask you, in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who have had surgery, those who are coming out of surgery, and those who are going into surgery, to be uplifted and edified by you. We know that you are a physician, Lord, and we know that everything that you do is perfect. Everything that you do is well. And we're asking, Lord, would you be with those individuals who are going through something in the hospital? It doesn't necessarily have to be surgery. It could be breathing problems. It could be heart conditions. It could be cancer. It could be a lot of different diseases. And we're asking, would you be the physician, Lord Jesus? and if it's your will, would you heal those individuals and give them a testimony from their test? Lord God, we ask you, would you continue to bless families, Heavenly Father, all over this land and country, families who are close, families who are apart, families who know you, families who do not know you. And Lord, we're putting families all in one combination because you said, where two or three are gathered in my name, so there you are. If there is a lost sheep anywhere, Heavenly Father, we're asking would you bring that sheep back unto you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, if there is any child who is out of control, no matter what age they are, Lord Jesus, we're asking you, would you teach them obedience, teach them love, Heavenly Father, teach them understanding, teach them respect. If there's anyone who is suffering from stress, mental anguish, depression, suicide, any of those things, we're asking you, Lord, would you touch them right now in the name of Jesus and be their comforter, be Allah, El Shaddai, Elohim, and in their lives, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, would you continue to bless the love of Jesus of ministry to be a ministry that you are acceptable and pleased with, Lord. A ministry that will spread abroad and that will help souls know who you are. Lord Jesus, we're asking would you continue to bless those who are in children's homes, bless those who are in the hospitals in DeAnderson, the Methodist Children's Home, those different individuals, Lord. We're asking would you bless those who are by their bedsides, who may have their heads down, or who may have their eyes lifted up unto you seeking help. Lord, we ask you to bless each guest who come on the show, Heavenly Father. Not only bless their ministry, but bless their families, Lord. We ask you with each new adventure and everything that we touch, Lord, be anointed and be successful and edify and uplift you, Lord. We're asking you as we travel to various places, would you bless people to see you and not us, Lord. We ask you, would you continue to hold on to our unchanging hands, Heavenly Father, and help us to be the people that you would have us to be. Lord Jesus, we ask you, would you bless the words that continue to proceed out of this mouth to be acceptable unto you and to be words of comfort, healing, and most of all, the word of God. We're asking you, Lord Jesus, if there's anything in our hearts, anything in our minds that is far from you, we ask that would it be removed immediately. Heavenly Father, we're thanking you in advance for who you are, for what you are, and for what you're going to do, Heavenly Father. We ask that you just continue to bless us as we travel down the dangerous streets and byways. Bless those individuals who do not know you for the pardon of their own sins. Bless those individuals who know you and who serve and worship you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each day. We thank you for each hour, each minute, and each second, Heavenly Father. We take nothing for granted. Lord, we thank you for the friendship. We thank you for the fellowship. We thank you for everything that you have done for us, Lord. Thank you for being constant in season and out of season. When we go to bed, we know that you're the same God. When we wake up, we know that you're the same God, and you don't change from day to day. Lord God, there are people who have personal prayers, and that includes everyone who has personal prayers. We're asking you, Lord, would you dig deep into our hearts and give us the wisdom and knowledge that we need for any personal prayer that we may have, that we may have rendered unto you. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to be strong in the Word of God, strong in our faith, strong in our paths of righteousness, strong in what we do, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just ask you, would you continue to mold us in the individuals that you would have us to be. Lord Jesus, if we are going down the wrong path, we ask that you turn us around, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, we bless you, Lord, and we know that you are an on-time God, and we ask you that you help us to continue to remain faithful unto you and to do the work of the Lord. Lord Jesus, and before we end this prayer, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, any hurt souls, anyone who is going through a storm, anyone who just came out of a storm, anyone who is being prepared for a storm, we're asking you that you give them strength and courage to know that through any storm they can take you with them, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for the victory. We thank you for the success. We thank you for everything that you have done in our lives. We thank you for the things you're going to do. We thank you for the things you have done. If we had a million tongues, Lord, we could not say thank you enough because you've just been that good. Lord, help us to be better servants in the church, in the community, in our hearts. Help us to be faithful to what you have given us. Help us to understand who you are, and help us to lead other people to who you are. Lord Jesus, as we conclude this prayer, we do not conclude your presence. We're asking you, would you walk and talk with us, Heavenly Father? Would you keep us and maintain us and help us to be Christians as you would have us to be? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And one of the things that I always say, and God gave this to me, I hear a lot of people say, in Jesus' name I pray. Well, you have other people who are praying, and we don't want to be so selfish as where we say, I pray, because when we're praying, the Holy Spirit says that we're giving an outpour and we're covering other people. And not only are we to say we are praying, it's because you're not the only one praying. People, when they hear the word of God, amen, something happens. Even the devil, Bible says the devil begins to tremble. And so when we disperse the word of God and we begin to pray and people are actually listening, things are happening. There's a transformation. It's just like when God have mercy on us, amen, we're experiencing mercy. So when we're praying for people, they're experiencing prayer. And their prayer may not be like ours, where we actually go through the process of speaking unto God and talking unto God. But their prayer experience is from us. So if we're really anointed in the word of God, we will give other people those prayer experiences. So you always hear me say, in Jesus' name, we pray. Because I am not only praying unto myself, but I'm praying unto the Lord and Savior. So when I say we, because there is always one more being, and that's Jesus Christ, and then the people who are being blessed by the prayer. So we say in Jesus' name we pray, because we're all in that prayer experience. But once again, I want to thank each and every one of you, and I actually have 10 people online who is very dedicated, because you're still awake at this moment and at this time. Thank you so much. I have a few announcements before I bid you farewell and go back to sleep. Be sure to continue to encourage and speak to your family and friends about the Love Live Jesus Up Ministry. And the address is blogtalkradio.com/FreeToLove. blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, publicists, authors, actors, actresses, please, and positive community leaders, please be sure to log on to my Facebook page. It's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure that you are praying for at least 75 people. If they all have to be your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and then pray for yourself. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to tune into the Blog Talk radio station, because I will have a guest later on today who will share her story, and then I will have the ministry coming on Sunday, and then we're going to get back on schedule. And so I appreciate your patience, your diligence. And if you know of anyone who has a just amazing story or who just want to come with the word of God, please refer them to the Love of Jesus Up Ministry. As I said before, I will start playing gospel music on the station. I will select a day and let you know, and I will begin to play gospel music on the station. And so if you would, you can send those submissions in. In addition to that, just continue to pray for yourself and each other. Pray that we continue to be strong in the Lord. Pray that we continue to walk in his will. And so we have to, in order to know what God's will is, we have to continue to walk in God's will and do what thus says the Lord. Once again, I appreciate I appreciate God, my family, and each of the listeners. I ask that the Lord continue to bless you real good. Thank you so much for being up with me at this time of morning. May God bless you and take care of you. If someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.